Alan is at the door. So, Dave, are you going to close your eyes?
Yes.
Because you've got to guess our mystery guest.
I do. Okay. So, eyes are now closed. Let's I can't just see anything out of my eyes.
Okay. Let's look at the camera so we know your eyes are closed.
Where's the camera? That one?
That's it there.
And my eyes are closed.
Yeah, they are. Right, let's bring in then our mystery guest. And then Dave has to guess who the mystery guest is. This will be good fun.
Guest or guests?
Well, you'll find out in a few seconds. Here come the mystery guests. Wow, they look great.
Yeah, you're saying they, it's implying plural.
God, they all look great. Very skimpy tops.
Yeah.
Lovely smell of perfume. Okay, so Dave, you get to ask the mystery guest or guests questions. Only yes or no.
Good morning, mystery guest.
Morning.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. Is there only one of you here?
No.
Multiple guests.
Yes.
Are you all male?
Yeah, goddammit.
Wow. Whoa.
Okay.
It's the cast of South Park.
Are there more than three of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm thinking, therefore, that you might be involved in the world of music.
Yep.
These are good. These are good voices, by the way.
Have we met before?
Yeah, we have.
How was that? I have an idea who it might be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, just from the voices. And
really?
Well, maybe. I might be completely wrong.
Okay.
Were you at Chris's birthday show this year?
Yes, we were.
Okay. I think I know who it is.
Go on, then.
And I think that the mystery guests are initials JLS.
Yay! I thought those voices were very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Right. Thank you.
A little thespian acting going on there.
Well, there we go, you know.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Chris.
How are you all?
Good. Very good. How are you?
I'm great.
You're looking, by the way, just really good, you're looking trim. You're looking, do you know what I mean? You've been in the gym, you've been doing your thing.
Thanks.
You know, who's your trainer?
I'm handsome, right?
You are.
I think you got a little jealous inspired low cut V down on today as well.
It's very Marvin, actually.
A bit
that,
chest.
Isn't it?
I am. I'm a little bit. I'm kind of like a pasty JLS member.
And the hair's all gelled up, you know, all slick.
A little bit slick. I'm growing it, and therefore you need to just do something with it. You can't just have it sit there because it looks boring.
Very true.
Yeah, very true.
But it's lovely to see you all. Congratulations on getting married, dude. Yeah. Well done, Marvin.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You've done very well there.
Done very well indeed, sir.
Hasn't he, though? You've done...
Fine-looking
woman.
Punching high.
Do you know what? Normally I would say you punch above your weight, but you're not a bad-looking fella. So she's done very well as well.
Oh, you know, Chris.
I think it's...
Because they look alike.
Well, they don't look alike, but they're a good-looking couple, aren't they? They're going to be one of those good-looking couples. You know,
we're going to be.
Yeah.
They're sort of couples.
Well, no, you are. But
they look irritatingly good in photos.
Yeah.
I mean that in a nice way, you know?
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
Not bad for, you know.
Do you know, you're the black Jamie Redknapp and Louise Redknapp. That's what you are. That's what you two have become.
Well, I'm not really ex-footballer, though. Do you know what I mean? Kind of. I know what you're saying. Kind of.
But you're a good-looking boy.
So you sound like M&S adverts and things like that now.
Oh, all of that.
Yeah, for sure.
All of that.
Wow.
Yeah, you can sell out for loads of cash.
We've got lots.
There are other celebrity couples.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
Anyway, well done. Is married life fun, nice?
Yeah, when she's around, yeah, right. It's great.
That's the best sort of marriage.
No, we got married and then we had a week together and then the girls have been off in America for nearly 5 weeks now.
Oh, my
amazing.
God, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's a bit too long, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I see her this Saturday, so that's good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Ironically enough.
Yeah. By the way, don't be calling him Saturday night. He ain't going to be answering.
You know what I'm saying? Not be calling me. Yeah.
And don't call him Sunday morning either.
Call him Marvin.
Be watching Hollyoaks. And how are the rest of you? All good?
Yeah,
really
very good.
We're here.
I tell you, I did a photo shoot the other day, and I did my little JLS trick.
Go on.
What's that?
So they were shooting me from kind of like the belly button up. It was kind of like, you know, like a upper body shot.
Yep.
And so my hands were out of shot.
Okay.
I was told by one member of JLS, what you do is you tense your arms by pulling your hands together, and it makes your guns look a little bit bigger. Was that you that talked? So I thought that was you.
Why would that be me?
No, that's Mars thing.
It's definitely Mars
thing. Is that your thing?
Definitely.
Yeah, or usually just clench your fist and just...
Yeah. But try and look natural. Yeah. But I'm not very good at it. I think you can
neither is Marv, by the way.
Right. This is me not tensing, right? And then see if you can tell when I tense.
Now.
That's a good tense, to be fair. Marv, what do you reckon?
And my arms shake. I go...
Yeah, but if it's a photo, it's fine if they shake. It's all right.
Wow. You're good.
You look a little bit scary, yeah, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. like a mild fit.
Yeah.
I am scary. So what have you been up to? What have you been doing? What's happening? What's going on?
We've been writing, like, our lives depend on it, for about a year, I think, now. Is it more than that?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, about a year.
Well, you're writing your own stuff?
Yeah, we've been...
Not on your own.
No, all of us.
With professional writers, though. You're not just...
It's a joke.
No, but I'm just... No, don't be like that.
We've been writing since the first album.
Yeah, have you that? But like album tracks?
No, not album tracks.
Right.
We've been writing original material that you've seen videos to and heard on the radio.
All right.
Yeah. Don't antagonise the guests.
Yeah. And your album's coming out?
Yes.
Yep.
5th of November?
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Called Evolution, Chris.
I know that. I'm very aware of your album.
Yes.
Nice.
Very aware.
Well, you've evolved as well.
I have evolved. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
I've evolved and revolved.
And revolved?
You used to revolve more than you evolved.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I evolve more now than revolve. Yeah. And the album's finished?
Yes.
All done.
Done.
All done.
Ready.
See, I'm still working on mine.
Really?
How's it going?
It's gone very well.
Good.
Oh, it's good. I tell you what, it's good.
We've heard you're top of the pre-order chart, Chris.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up.
He doesn't like to talk about
it. No, I did. I think it's great.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I'm just looking at it now. I'm number one.
Doesn't want to and can't.
And you're number two.
You really are looking at it, aren't you?
On this particular
website. Yes, right,
on that particular website. Marvin's coming around to have a look. You don't believe me? Look, there's JLS, number two. There's Chris Moyles, number one.
That's amazing.
That's well done. Congratulations.
You're telling me it's amazing, man. It's not even finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that.
However, on another equal website where you can, I'm not even in the top 100. So, you know, it swings around about. And on the other website, you are 83 and 100. So I think, well... How I'm only a little bit behind you.
Yeah, I don't like that website.
No.
Yeah.
Let's forget about that website. I wish we never
The other one's
it.
A lot better, Chris.
Yeah.
So does that mean that you have like a deluxe album?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It's so confusing these days.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the problem, because like we, you know, when we write, the four of us, we write by ourselves or in pairs, and we do so much material that we want to, you know, give people as much as possible. And this new album's a whole sort of new direction for us. You know, it's a little bit more R&B, a little bit harder, and you know, it's our fourth album now, so we're kind of evolving. You know,
you are evolving.
Evolving.
Yeah. Do you like
right
that?
In front of your eyes?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
They are evolving, not revolving.
Fourth album.
Not revolving.
That's brilliant.
Fourth album, right.
Here are your JLS facts, ladies and gentlemen. Over the last 4 years, they have sold over 6 million records.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yep. Is the money started to come in yet, or are they still saying no? It takes 5-6 years, lads.
You ask this every time.
Are they giving you the S? Well, I'm worried that they're giving you the S Club 7 story. And you go, we sold 6 million records. How much is that? Well, after everything, lads, it's about $5,000 each.
Oh. Oh my god! Oh my goodness!
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, by the time we'd done the video and all the promotion and everything, that photo shoot the other day, that cost a million. A million, did it? Really? Yeah, it's very expensive these days, boys. What about the tour? How much do we make on the tour? Well, it's a very expensive tour to produce.
Yeah.
You'll come out with about $1,000 each. It's not a quarter of a million tickets. Yeah, that's, you know.
After the agent's fees and
after... $6,000 after
you know, the worrying thing is, your laugh is like a laugh of, yeah, it's like that.
No comment. No,
we're doing all right. Yeah. We're doing all right.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Are you still single?
Kind of.
Does this mean you're dating?
I am.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, oh God, wow.
Really?
No, do you know what? I am dating, yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's going good.
Just, like, just the one person?
Just the one person.
For you? You just can do that? Me. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I always had a vision of you that you'd go out for a date.
Oh, God.
And then while you're in the cab on the way home and, you're at the traffic lights, you go, hello. Whoa! Hey, baby. What are you doing? That's what I thought you were like.
What?
Because you're a player.
No. Yeah, but that was before we evolved.
Is that what the album's about?
It's an evolution of all
the album,
things.
The album is basically, he's evolving from a player to, you know, like, with the greatest respect, Marvin, like, boring, like you now. Or settle down and...
Exactly.
You know.
No. Hold on.
Oh, you're not there yet.
I'm moving on.
No, it's just going good again. We're dating and it's nice. It's good.
So is any of you single? Have you?
At the moment, I'm dating as well.
You are dating?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not single.
Oh no, that's well. I never know what's going on.
Oh yeah, because yeah, you've got your farm in the country.
Yeah,
with the chickens and stuff.
Yeah.
No, he's not dating one of the animals.
I'm not. I appreciate that. I just meant in addition to his happy love life, he has rural friends.
Ah, yeah. Me and the missus just in the. Yeah, just milking now. Yeah. How is the farm?
It's lovely, thank you.
I like. Yeah. Do you get stuck in?
Yeah.
Really?
He's got a tractor and everything.
See, yeah, but that's fun, like, just driving around in a tractor.
Imagine just driving around in a tractor.
Yeah, but a farm is hard work. That's proper hard work.
Yeah, you got to be tactical about it.
What have you got now?
You got someone to do, like, the hay for him the other day, so...
Yeah. You can't be doing it on your own,
no,
sure. Because it'd be the worst farm in the world.
Probably,
no. You go around to yours, the cows would be going through in the, you know, eating cornflakes in the kitchen, going, it gives us nothing. you got animals and stuff?
Yeah.
What have you got?
I've got some chickens.
Love that. Now, Dominic, who reads our news, wants a few chickens.
Chickens are cool.
Are they all right to look after?
It depends on how many you have. I don't have that many, so yes.
He wants four.
Dom, how many chickens do you want?
Four.
Three or four, really.
Three or four.
Yeah, whatever's easier.
But he's already built his chickenarium, like the house where they're going
to
live.
Yeah, the coops are all constructed.
I did that.
You built it yourself?
No.
All right, okay, sure.
Yeah, I didn't either. My wife
spent some of that tour money.
No, but I was involved. I did.
You designed it?
Yeah, I did.
Dude, you're meant to be throwing TVs out of hotel room windows.
I can do that too.
And dating supermodels. Both. And you're there going, I'd like a little ramp.
But we could talk about it now.
Mum is like that going, yeah. I'm just saying goodbye to the wife. She's in America filming a TV series. And you're like, yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. And then I want, like, little windows so the chickens can look through the windows of people. Come on, get it together.
I'm working on it.
Get it together. Wow. You're in JLS. You know?
So what else have you got then?
Not in Mumford and Sons.
Yeah. I'm working on... Well, I might be getting horses. Oh. Not mine.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. We are having
this conversation on air.
So far, it's just a chicken farm.
Yeah, but we're getting there. Yeah.
JB's being clever.
Little by little, you know?
JB's planning for the future. He's being clever, you know?
Yeah, maybe a few designer pigs. No, I'm joking.
Designer pigs?
Yeah. Or those miniature ones. Yeah, it's like miniature pigs.
Go on, Jay.
Maybe.
Micro pigs.
Yeah.
So what are the rest of you doing when he's on his farm? Like, Asta, because we knew what you would do. You would just date women. That's all I think you do. You wake up in the morning and you... You, like, have a diary. I reckon this is in my head. You wake up in a big circular bed, right? and you have a really hot assistant who comes in and she goes, morning, sir. So your first date is an 11 o'clock brunch and then you have a 1 o'clock at Café Rouge.
Oh.
I've put you in for a little afternoon sleep at 3:30 and then you're out with these American twins at 7 for dinner. That's what I thought that was your day.
That was my day.
And then some days you'd wake up and next, today you have stuff to do with the boys and the band. You know? Oh.
Boring.
New TV. All that's gone.
It's gone.
How long have you been dating for now, properly?
About...
You've got to be careful here, haven't you?
Get your dates right.
About what? A
couple of months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're all happy?
I'm very happy.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thanks, mate.
It's a girl, right? It's not a guy.
It's a girl. Yeah, it's a girl.
I'm just checking. Well, he could have evolved.
Yes.
Very true. Very true.
Mm. Very nice.
It's a proper evolution.
He's dating a farmhand.
Yeah.
Matt on the farm. Well, look, how long are the guys staying for?
We have to play this song after the news, the new song.
So you're going to stay for a little bit. So we do the news and then come back and then... All right. Well, JLS are here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I appreciate you coming in because it's like there's only 7 shows left before I leave. So I appreciate you coming in.
No problem.
Just to see us and nothing to do with the day that your new single goes to radio.
No, Chris, come on. You know, for us. You know, you've been there for us from the very start. You know what I mean? So it's important for us.
Real talk.
Right there.
It's just a pure coincidence. Mm.
And it's not even for us as well. I think it's just for artists in general. You have been there from...
Yeah, mate.
For years.
Yeah. Not everyone, to be fair.
No, but you've been a fan of us.
A good lot of handfuls.
I'm a big JLS fan.
Yeah. When Alex said that we have to play your song, he meant that we want to play it. It's not a contractual obligation.
When's the next tour you're doing? Or the next set of dates?
We've got a show tonight.
Yeah.
Where?
iTunes,
Camden.
In Camden.
Oh God, you're doing that, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll be watching.
But after that, yeah, we haven't got a tour until next year.
Well, you should go tonight then.
I have to cash in on my prize.
Yeah,
you should.
Can Alan go tonight?
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what? I'd prefer to do it when the show's finished because I'll have more time to enjoy the night. Right, tonight I'll be thinking about tomorrow morning's show.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not that bothered.
No, I really am. But I want to make sure I have a good night. I don't want to be like going, "Gotta go, it's 9 o'clock my bedtime."
Yeah, I hear that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's great. Now, have you played that festival before?
No.
All right, this is good.
Yeah.
And who's on with you? Who's supporting you?
Conor Maynard.
Ah, bless him. He's got that one song, hasn't he? Just changed the lyrics to it. That's what he does. You know, that's what you told me the other day on the text.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You went. you sent me a text going, "Conor Blooming Maynard."
No.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Such a lie. Yeah.
No.
No, it didn't.
Arisha's name's Clear.
You know the great thing about the...
It's absolutely clear.
You know the great thing about this festival is you can watch it, without giving it a plug, but only because it's brilliant.
No,
you can watch it anywhere in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can watch it on your phone or your tablet or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if you've got a little contraption, Apple TV, like I've got.
Mm.
I sat on my sofa the other night and watched Ed Sheeran's gig.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Wicked.
Absolutely brilliant.
And the support act as well.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
I watched a little bit of them, a little bit more. So then I went off and came back. Yeah. But tonight, actually, you know, I'm on the radio tonight. I'm doing Zayn till 9. What time will you be on?
9.
You're on
perfect.
About 9.
You can Bob on!
Yeah.
But don't worry, Marvin, if I miss it, you can watch it again.
Exactly.
Anytime.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I'm all over this.
Anytime.
By the way, I've announced my new job is running the iTunes Festival next year. All right, look, let's do the news, and then we're going to come back with JLS and Hottest Girl in the World.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, which is their new song.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BB.
Ooh.
Year 1.
Oh, sorry, I did that wrong. I'll do it again.
I went under a bridge.
I know, that was awful. I'll do it again properly. Right. We'll play the new JLS song after the news. That's better.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BB.
It's 11 minutes past 8 now.
Yeah, and it'll be all over the... Hello, welcome back.
11 minutes past 8 now.
Hi, Dom.
Hi.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Just chatting with JLS, mm-hmm. whose album is number 2 on the pre-order chart.
Wow, that's nice. Great.
I'm number 1. And Ollie Murs 5.
Right, but you haven't rubbed that into all.
No.
I hardly mentioned it, I imagine.
So is it a slightly different album, the new album?
Yes,
just,
it is. It is
indeed.
Yeah.
Because you're evolving.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice.
We are, literally.
I want to hear it. I'm excited. Why are you laughing, Marvin?
Because it's funny, isn't it?
What's funny?
You're funny.
You're funny.
You're funny.
You mean by that? You're funny.
You're funny. You got one of my t-shirts on.
I've got a bit of the V going.
Yeah, you have.
It's the Marvin V.
And you got the Marvin Blazer.
Exactly.
You have.
Blazer.
And you've got a bit of chest strain. And you've got the smolder. Look at that. And woof.
Who really does inspire you, Chris?
and I've got the same hair as you if you didn't dye yours. We're very similar.
It's true. Very true.
What are you doing for the rest of the day? What are your plans? Tell me.
Just getting ready for the iTunes Festival tonight. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have to sound check? Well, yeah, you probably do, actually.
Yeah.
You probably have to sound check.
Sorry, pardon me?
Will there be any backflips?
Probably one or two.
Love the backflips.
At least.
Well, enjoy tonight. That'd be a great gig.
Thank you.
Be really good.
Thank you very much.
And if you're listening to us anywhere in the world, you can watch the boys tonight. You can watch them on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's quite cool, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Not the pain.
We wish you the best of luck, though, Chris.
Thank you, man.
For everything you do.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for your support.
And I hope we stay in touch.
Absolutely.
If you return my text messages, then yeah.
When was the last time you sent me a text? Yeah, exactly.
A couple of months.
Yeah, pipe down, married man. Yeah. By the way, we all know who's in charge of that relationship. And it ain't you, son.
Standard.
I'm right, right?
You are so right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Keep
the Marv jokes coming.
My God, I tell you what. 5 weeks away. She's been away for 5 weeks, so you must have thought you've gone deaf.
Yeah.
No nagging. No nothing.
Nothing at all. Watch whatever I want on TV.
Oh, man.
You watch the same things. Don't try it. The Kardashians are on repeat.
Dude, you don't watch the Kardashians.
Sorry, Marv.
Dude, to be fair.
Be a man. Put your foot down.
No, I watch the football and stuff. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's a bit of a mix-up. You know what I mean?
Be honest. Do you watch, when you say I watch the football and stuff, do you mean I watch the football and stuff when she's not around?
No. She'll watch it with me.
Really?
Yeah.
What team are you?
Chelsea.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now she's a Chelsea fan, right?
Nah, she's not.
Not into it?
Nah.
No, okay.
No, not at all.
I love how you're like, no, whatever. And the other boys are literally going, yeah, hammer in, get it. Yeah. See their faces.
They are proper, look at them.
They're like that, Marvin, what's that thumbprint on your forehead?
Oh, yes.
No, it's on the back of my head.
Yes.
be honest, and you can only say yes or no, right? Since she's been away for the last 5 weeks, has she given you any grief from the other side of the world? Have you been on Skype at any point and she's told you off for something?
Look at the smile. Look at the smile.
No, not really.
Is she giving you jobs while she's away?
I thought it was yes or no.
Nah.
Yeah. That's a yes. No, that's yes. Yes, isn't it? All right, here's a question. Have you been on Skype to her since she's been away?
Oh, come on.
Sorry,
every day.
Chris.
Right.
Chris.
Now, oh,
really?
Oh, is it all the time?
Really? Yeah, all the time. Every day.
Even when she's here, he's on Skype.
Yeah, we'll I think she's listening now.
Do you know what I mean?
Is she really?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
She's going to bed in a minute.
Oh, hello.
Before past midnight then.
Yes.
Hey baby. Hey listen, if you ever get bored with this boy and you're a real man, you know, only a little bit old. How old are you?
27.
So I'm younger. I'm actually younger. I'm younger. Well, 27. Look at that.
Yeah, mate. Evolving.
All right. I think we got the name of the album. If you want to pre-order the album, it's Chris Moyles, The Difficult Second Album. Sorry, Hi. It's JLS. Sorry, Al, that was a genuine deliberate mistake. It's called Evolution by JLS. It's going to be a new sound for the boys. A slightly new sound, still JLS, obviously.
Still yeah. JLS, but yeah.
Enjoy the gig tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Chris.
And this will be their brand new track. Called Hottest Girl in the World.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, well. First of all,
I knew he was going to do that. I knew he was going to stop.
Is that you?
What, going what? The That's not me. I'm the high bit. That's not me. Don't look at me.
Who's that? Marvin?
No, that's not me.
Okay. Is it one of you two?
No.
Oh, it's just a sample.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not Ollie trying to be black, is it? All right, Ned, are you doing all right?
Yeah, blah, blah.
Huh? All right, calm down, Essex cracker. Right, here's the song.